But you do a lot of group stuff. At least that's what you post a lot of videos of.
Yeah, a lot of group training, yeah.
And you got men and women together. Like, how do you approach that? Not even specifically just the men and women difference. Like, how is that working in a group? Because you've got people who are boxers who have fought professionally working alongside a guy who's, you know, 30 pounds ahead of me, but just so you got one guy's trimming weight, and you've got guys who are, you know, essentially world-class athletes, you know, like, how do you do that in a group?
Well, in the group training, it's everybody's on their own pace. So a lot of it will be like when we do a lot of strength work, I'll tell them, okay, you know, bicep curls or whatever the exercises may be, I'll give them the set amount, but everybody's on their own pace. So, you know, if you start getting tired, hey, go get some water. Hey, if you need to step out, step out. I don't give out the breaks. I don't tell them, hey, guys,
that's nice. That's nice of you. I used to, you know what? I'm going to give you a line that I used to use when coaching. I even used this in golf. When I coached varsity golf for a while at Stonebridge. And even in golf, I used this line. It's, I need some water. Winners don't need water, and losers don't deserve it. Unless you can see, like oh, you're really, like, you need to go get a drink. Like, you're getting red. Like, you know.
Hey, that's wild.
But so you let everybody sort of set their own
pace. But it's crazy because when you put a group together, and, you know, like, I mean, a lot of my group training, like at night, you know, I do have pro boxers in there, former pro boxers, and former amateur fighters, and people that are in shape, and some people that aren't really in shape. But it's crazy because the energy is real. So everybody tries to keep up with each other. I tell them, focus on yourself.
Slow down.
Watch your own pace. Slow down. Take it easy.
No heart attacks.
Everybody goes right at it because they see the energy is just, you know, intense.
It's like, it's one of those times when, like, people are naturally competitive. Like, you don't have to tell them to do any of this. You just start, like, you start seeing the guy, like, looking over.
And then I look over and I see somebody running to the bathroom. And I'm like, there we go. I'm like, I got to go check up, make sure they're good. And they're good. But, I think you learn a lot from yourself. You know, you push through those mental blocks.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, in life and anything, you know, there's obstacles and... And a lot of it stops. It's just yourself. You mentally. You know,
that's one of the nice things with, like, working in a group like that or doing a team thing. Like, in it would have been like middle school, beginning of high school. Like, I played football, and we had a big lifting program in my high school. And, like, I hurt my back freshman year, and I was done. Like, I learned to play golf, and I was like, oh, I have a chance to be really good at golf. I have a chance to be mediocre at football. So I sort of switched. But even in middle school, they would tell us to go to the high school weight room. So after school, all these guys, like, we would walk or jog. Sometimes they'd even run a bus for us to the high school when you go work. And I never thought about it then, but, like, being in that room with all those guys who all had sort of similar goals, and you find yourself working to your competition. You know, if you're working out by yourself, there's nothing to look at, you know? Like, there's nothing, you know, so, I mean, unless you have a trainer who can push you.
Yeah, you need discipline, but a little competition, you know, brings out a little more in you. You know, you gotta push yourself a little harder. You see them doing one more push and then you was like, all right, now I'm gonna do two more.
I can do this.
Yeah, I can do it.
And it's a nice way to keep yourself motivated without ever having to really, like, even try it. Like, it almost, like, it does it for you. Like, having the group around you does it for you. But I don't know. I look at, like, some of the stuff you post and I think, like, man, that's got to be tricky because of the different groups in the room.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I guess if you're not too much of a hard ass about it, then they can sort of do it themselves. Well,
push them, because I mean people do throw up a lot. I would sit here live, I'd say people don't throw up. It's crazy because you know I'm like, you all right? And, like, and they laugh about it. Like, man, I haven't worked out this hard in I don't know how long. And it's like, God, I just pushed you to that breaking point, you know. And then it's like, you're that much stronger now. But I'm on them. I push them. I make sure it's like my intensity, maybe just because of how intense I am in my personal life with boxing and everything I do,
right?
Maybe to me it seems like I'm laying off the gas a little bit, but to others it's like, okay, hey, man, slow down a little bit.
See, you maybe know, that's yeah.
To me, maybe my perspective is a little different, but you know, because
that's good though. I mean, I always think about that. Like, I think about that in teaching. I think about that. I mean, I haven't coached in a while, but like, you ask people for the best you could possibly expect from them, and maybe even a little bit better than that. And then just be understanding when you get less. You know what I mean? Like, if I only ask you for what you can do, then that's all you're going to do, right? But if the goal is for you to do it better, I have to ask you to do it better, to do more, with the understanding that you're probably going to fail.
Yeah.
But if I just ask you to do what you already can do, you're going to do it. But what in the end, like, it looks like we did stuff, but how much progress do you make if I didn't ask you to do it better?
Better,
you know?
For sure.
And so, but that's where, you know, if you're used to working up here and these people are down here, then you have to know when to like lay off a little bit. And I don't know, you know.
It took me a little bit to kind of find that.
I was going
to
say, how do you learn that, though?
It took me a little bit. You know, I kind of reading body language and just understanding, like, you start looking, they start looking pale. Yeah. It's like, okay, let me really slow down.
That's what, you know, and it works. This was like, it works differently with people like different skin tones. But I always know, you know, like for me, I can turn bright red, I'm good. I can get a little pale, I'm good. When I get pale with some red spots going on, I need to sit down and drink water.
Yeah, for sure. Like, you know, like, sit down,
it's like, how do you like take a reading of that? I mean, I know my first few years teaching, that was a thing. And I mean, I taught you, what did we just say? What, my third, fourth year
yeah,
of teaching?
Yeah, I think it's third year.
It's probably third, second or third. Oh, yeah, because I started 06, 07, 07, 08. So yeah, it was probably something like that. I think in certain ways, like, I was probably asking too much at certain times. And I know, like, the first time I got, like, an 11th grade honors class, or I'm like, American Lit, that's what I want to do. And I know I asked for too much now, you know.
Yeah.
And the kids all complained, and I was just like, ah, you're soft. Your other teachers aren't trying. Okay. And I still say that, because the reality is I don't think the other teachers aren't trying. I don't know that people judge well what you can ask someone else for. But I think I probably started too much, and then you sort of work your way back. Find but I also me. Think that's easier, though, because if you think about it, if you start off being too hard on people, say, in training, and you can sort of rein it back in, that's probably a better place to be than to start off too soft.
Too soft,
because if people walk out and don't feel like they got a great workout, they're not coming back, and it's a lot harder to start easy and then all of a sudden make it hard. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, if it's hard and it gets a little easier, people adjust down a lot easier than they adjust up. Like, you know, you can't show up and ask a guy to, you know, do a workout he's comfortable with and then realize that wasn't enough, and a week later, you know, make it twice as hard. Like, that guy's sad. he's sad when he leaves.
And trial and error. I mean, I think I had that. That was my, I mean, when I first started, I was pushing people so hard that it was like, dude, relax. Like, I would look back and I'm like, why did I push them to that breaking point? But then it was like, you know, I gotta remember, they're just, you know, whatever their goals aren't worth the same as mine. You know, being a boxer, I have to push myself to the extreme, being in this condition.
Right.
You know?
This person just wants to wear a bathing suit
outside. Yeah, they just want to lose a few pounds. They just want to feel good about themselves. Yeah. Like, yo, take it easy a little bit.
This is not combative.
Yeah, exactly. So I tell them it's more like a mental training. I try to tell them, it's like, I'm going to make you feel uncomfortable, but I want you to feel comfortable in that uncomfortable situation.
Right, right. There's a fun education word for this, and I don't remember what it is, but it's where things have to be harder than you can do on your own, but not so hard that you can't do it with a little bit of help from me. It's like I'm going to use the word, and then it's probably the wrong word. It's like the zone of proximal development or something, but it's like, if I just ask you to do what you can already do, we're not doing anything.
Yeah.
And if I ask you to do more than you can do even with my help, you're going to end up feeling like a failure, and you're going to quit. And so that there's this, like, in-between where I'm asking you for more than you can do, but it's not so much that I can't help you to do it still. And, you know, and I think, like, in a way, some of that, you can teach someone that, like, as a trainer, as a teacher, like, you can, but I don't think the best people learn it that way. I think, like, you just do it, you know, and that's... like, I feel like most of the best stuff I do as a teacher, stuff I figured out. It's one of the reasons, like, I wanted you to come here and do this. Like,
which
is because
an honor. I just want you to know that. But,
yeah. You know, but I mean, like, I think back you in class, though, you have a very good personality. You read people well. Mm-hmm. You know, there's still, like, stories that I will occasionally bust out in class about you or the class you were in. And the thing is, even when things weren't going well, you, in my experience, and I mean, we obviously don't hang out a lot, but keeping in touch a little bit, seeing you here and there, like, you're a person who reads people well. You respond well. Like, you can make a joke in class. You could get up and walk across the room at the wrong time. And at no point am I ever, as a teacher, going to lose my mind about it because you respond very nicely to it. And I don't know if you can teach someone to, like, read a person like that, to just sort of naturally handle a social situation well like that, which is a thing that then makes you better at your job now.